بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is the guest speaker from the Islamic House and come to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of Sakaratul Maut. In Surah Qaf, Ayah 19, we have this term, Sakaratul Maut. We can say, let's talk a little bit first about the definition. And are there any degrees to Sakarat al-Maut or not?
For Sakarat al-Maut, I think the best equivalent is to translate it as the last moments before death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what happens?
The last
moments before death, that would be termed as Sakarat al-Maut, which is, of course, since they are very much painful, sometimes horrifying kind of experiences that people might have, that's why it's called Sakra.
Mm-hmm.
Sakra is a kind of horrifying, or let's say very much painful kind of experience.
Yes.
That's why it's termed as sakratul maut or sakaratul maut. The plural form is sakarat.
Mm-hmm.
Those things that a person who is about to die experiencing before death is termed as sakaratul maut.
That's right.
Yes.
So the final moments before death, is it?
Of course, yeah.
Is it recognizable for some people or not?
You know, we have different kind of mouth or death.
Mm-hmm.
One is the real death that happens and you never revive or come back to the life. But sometimes death might happen, but again, you may come back to the life. So for this kind of people, they can talk about whatever they experienced during the process of death. From the biological perspective, biologically talking, of course, something that is happening is totally physical things, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But from the perspective of a spiritual perspective, or let's say, according to the riwayat and ayat, we have different kind of mouths. Some of the death are very much easy, let's say, enjoyable kind of mouth or death for the pure people, for the good people. Sometimes it is mentioned about some of the scholars that the angel came to them
mm-hmm.
and give, for example, flower to the person. The moment they get the flower, they die.
Mm-hmm.
Such an enjoyful, let's say.
It is like, for example, giving
it's
a flower.
Easy,
that's right.
Very
a sweet moment.
Sweet, yeah.
That's
very
right.
Enjoyable. It depends that how kind of personality you have, what kind of person you have. Death depends on your character, your, let's say, characteristics.
That's right.
Your personality, yes.
Okay. Of course, usually the people do not know when the time of the death will come, exact time of death will come.
Yeah, no one knows.
Are there any recommendations according to Islamic beliefs to make this Sakarat al-Maut, the final parts, or the hardships at the time of death, easy for a believer, a mu'min, or not?
Yes, we have in our riwayat some very nice pieces of advices to the people.
Yes.
That if you want to have, for example, easy kind of mouth or death, first of all, the desire or satisfaction of the mother
mm-hmm.
of the children mm-hmm. is very much significant. It plays a very great role.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if your mother is satisfied with you and always praying for you, and you're always at the service of your parents, particularly your mother, then of course you will have very easy kind of mouth. That is mentioned that there was a young man at the time of the Holy Prophet. He was about to die.
Yes.
But he had a very, very kind of horrifying experiences. He couldn't die easily and mm-hmm. always shouting and crying
yes.
and asking for help. And the people called upon the prophet, please come and pray for this person. He is about to die, but he cannot die, always just feeling or experiencing very horrifying kind of things
yes.
and shouting, crying. And then when the Prophet ﷺ came to this man, the Prophet called on his mother and brought his mother and asked her that, please pray for your son. He is about to die. The mother said, I'm not satisfied with him because he was always annoying me, bothering me, you know. That's why I'm not satisfied with this son. Then the Prophet ﷺ asked many times. Finally, when the mother prayed for that son and said that I forgave my son, then he died. It is mentioned in the riwayat. It's very nice. For example, Silatul Arham.
Yes.
Paying attention to your arham, to your relatives. Sometimes try to ask how they are. Sometimes try to communicate, call them, help them, support them. These kind of actions are also have good roles. Being a good servant to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying on time. These are lots of things are mentioned in riwayat.
Respecting the parents, especially the dua of the parents.
Dua of the parents, they have a very good role in experiencing an easy or sweet kind of death.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glory is to Allah, we worship Allah and no one but Allah.
Usually the death will be more difficult for a person who is attached to the world. Who is attached to the, for example, physical enjoyments or something like that to the world. So leaving the world and death for such a person will be much difficult. Can we say that Sakarat al-Maut is also more difficult for such a person?
Yeah, because this kind of people cannot leave these worldly properties, you know, because our ruh, our soul is always there where we pay attention, where we, you know, in our hadith and riwayat, it's mentioned, and some of the scholars mentioned very nice point that says, you are the thing that you looking at that thing, that you, let's say, paying attention always to that thing. You're that thing.
Yes.
For example, if you always, let's say, focusing on lust, I mean, L-U-S-T, so then you are like a pig, you know, you are exactly like that. It's mentioned in riwayat.
Yes.
Or, for example, if you always consider an Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence, you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then, of course, your life is very much pure life, the best life. So, of course, since you're always focusing or, let's say, paying attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the heavenly and divine kind of message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so, of course, you will leave this world very easily, very simply. Even it is said that sometimes some people die after death, still their ruh, their souls are in the earth around, for example, their properties and the, let's say, and their, let's say, properties or things that they have in this world.
Yes.
It's really difficult for them to leave. Even after death, their soul remains here. This is also mentioned.
Some of the studies have shown that after death, ears still work.
Yeah, it is. It is mentioned
even in the grave,
to some of the physicians.
According
it is the last organ that, stops working.
Stops working.
Ears,
so
yeah.
when a person does talqin or something,
That's why we have.
It's possible that you
talqin that he
hear.
Might hear still by this physical ear.
Oh.
Yeah, it is possible.
Really
yes.
beautiful. That's all right. Okay, so what to do to have an easy sakarat al maut, Shaykh? I mean, there are so many people, for example, at the time of death, when this soul is taken out of your body, which is heavy now, okay, because of commitment of so many sins, so many illegitimate actions, so many unlawful ones, okay? So when they are taken out, the soul out of the body, it must be a very, very difficult time. What are their true recommendations in order to make it simple and facilitated?
You're the one... who dies, some things he himself should do,
mm-hmm.
and something the other people, the relatives, uh-huh. the children should do for the person that who is dying. For he himself, he should always be ready for death.
Yes.
Because as you rightly mentioned, no one knows what is the exact time of death. Death is always very much close to us. Every moment it is possible to happen. One of the very well-known scholars in Tehran, he was making a dua on the pulpit, was saying that Bifatimata, Bifatimata, Bifa, then died.
Oh.
He couldn't complete the name Fatima.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, death is coming like this.
Mm-hmm.
And even you cannot complete a single word
yes.
to say. So that's why if death is that much close to us, then how can we not be ready always for death? This is the first, important point that should be always considered, that we should always prepare ourselves for death. We should always be ready for death. If we live this way, of course, then we will not have that kind of painful death because we are always ready.
That's right.
This is for the person who dies. But at the moment of death, when the person is about to die, it is better said that, for example, if he is experiencing a kind of sakaratul maut or difficult or painful kind of experiences, put the body of that person in the place where he always say the prayer.
Per the salat.
Yeah, the That's salat right. place.
Yes.
So it's better for us to pray always in our home in a certain place.
Mm-hmm.
So the place where he always said the prayer, if you put the body of that person there,
mm-hmm.
in that place, it is very good for him.
That's right.
And reciting the Holy Quran, making dua or praying.
Especially
for that
this is Surah Safat and Surah yeah. Yasin are very much mm-hmm. recommended. What is the effect of these two surahs? I mean, is there any...
It has a kind of spiritual,
meaning in the content.
Yeah, spiritual kind of, you know, the point is that our listeners should understand that sometimes when you talk of these spiritual kind of effects,
mm-hmm.
we should know that the soul is the haqiqah of insan.
Yes.
Or the existence of the human is its soul.
Yes.
So that's why in ayat of the Holy Quran and the verses of the Holy Quran, there are spiritual kind of effects for the spiritual phase of our existence. So the moment you recite this ayat of the Holy Quran, it has its own spiritual effects on the soul.
That's right.
Then of course, if the soul is affected, then of course it has its effect on the body.
Mm-hmm.
Look that sometimes, for example, when you are so much unhappy, when you are so much sad,
yes.
even if the other people are very much happy around you, even if your body has no problem, even if you're healthy, but you yes. do not feel well,
mm-hmm.
still your body seems that your body is not okay. If someone mm-hmm. look at your face, he will tell you that what's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
You will say, no, my body, there's no problem in my body. I do not need to any doctor, any physician.
Mm-hmm.
But since my soul is, for example, sad,
yes.
that's why it has its effect on the body. There is a kind of relation between soul and body, and soul always affects the body. That's why if you, for example, make soul pleased and happy, then automatically the body becomes
That's
happy.
Right. In Nahjul Balagha, Imam Ali alayhi salam explained, or is better said, described Sakarat al-Maut. This is really interesting how Imam Ali alayhi salam could do so. This is by divine knowledge. That first a kind of, for example, weakness mm-hmm. is over the body.
Yeah.
The change of the color and the color of the face and the complexion is changed. First, the tongue is out of work, then mm-hmm. the eyes, ears, you know. He's regretting, he is thinking about yeah, his actions in this world. He cannot hear, he cannot make a voice. His eyes seems to be circling around. He looks at the people's lips. Again, it cannot hear. After sometimes, we can say the soul is taken out of the body. You know? Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam also had some description about Sakarat al-Maut. May Allah make this moment of the life easy for the people.
Yeah,
as
course,
we said, soul-like
yeah.
body could be heavy,
yeah.
could be fat, could be thin and light.
Yes.
If you got a light soul, then Sakarat al-Maut will be easy for you. May Allah help us very much at these last moments of our life, inshallah. Thank you very much, Sheikh.
You're welcome.
It was very kind of you explaining the concept of Sakarat al-Maut. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fi al-jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن